What's up, Podcast Nation? It's your host, Lit Logie. Today, we're joined by a handsome hoodie and great Grant. Let's get right into the cast. So, handsome hoodie, what do you think about avocado toast?
I think it is very yummy, and it tastes very good. Ooh, yum.
So, great Grant, what do you think of avocado toast?
It's really good, and it's a really good way to start off the morning. And it's so good because the green smush on your bread looks like money. And money makes me happy because that's how I roll. And then, when I go to school, it gives me the poops. And then my teacher gets mad because I have to go to the bathroom. But then it's okay because then I tell her why and she gets, and it's all good agreement to each other. And it makes me happy at the end of the day.
Now, this is Logie. What are your thoughts on avocado toast?
Well, I think it's actually really tasty. I like in the morning, I wake up and then I get my hair and I get gel and I quiff my hair up to Jesus. And then after that, I get some egg whites and I put them all over the avocado toast. And then after that, I use the bathroom because it does give me the poops too. But it's okay because then I go to school and it's all good. And in school, people ask me what I had for breakfast and I'm like, I had the souls of the living. And I say that because avocado toast is a metaphor for the blood of the warriors that died in battle. Why do you think avocados are such a good food of ours?
Well, because it's so easy to make. You just get the bread out of your pantry, and then you put it in the toaster. And then while it's in the toaster cooking, you can get it out of the fridge. You can get avocado, and then you smear it all over your toast. And then it makes you feel rich because money is green, and so is the avocado. And so then, Logan, your turn.
And so, a great friend of mine once told me that avocados are good. Avocados are great. If you do not like avocados, then you cannot celebrate. That was my good pal, Albert Einstein.
Now, handsome Hedy, what would you like to add to all this good stuff?
I like avocados very much because my grandmother ate one every day, and she lived to the moon. She was 202. She was very old, but it was sad when she died because she stopped getting avocados.
Avocados are very good because they grow very, and they have good shelter, and they look amazing. Moving on to the Season 8 Battle Pass, which was really good, just like avocados, we're going to move on to Hudson Huddy and see what he has to say about the new Season 8 Battle Pass.
I think the Battle Pass is very good, and one part I like it so much is because Logan spends his money on it, and he does that from doing chores. He's a good boy, so he does chores.
I have a question. Why did you buy tears even though you're the sweatiest of us all? You bought tears even though you had to get it before us all. Why would you buy tears?
You see, I saw that banana skin, and I love me some bananas. You see, I spent $40 because I want that banana. Because last night, I had a dream, and it was in the middle of the night, I had a plumber in my house dressed in a banana suit. It was midnight. And then, And then he left in the middle of the night, but he left the door open, so I went to close it. But then he came back with a gun and he grabbed me by the neck. I wanted to scream so someone could hear me, but I couldn't because I was crying too hard. But then I woke up in the middle of the night screaming and sweating. I decided to go to the bathroom. I decided to go to the bathroom because I had avocados that morning, so I really had to go poo-poo.
My dream. Okay, Logan, moving on from that crazy experience you had, even though you're sweaty, do you think you're really good at the game?
Yes, I say I'm pretty good at Fortnite. I mean, when I'm very good at Fortnite because I have a bucket next to me and I drench my sweat into the bucket with my towel, and then after I do that, I go and then I go and use the bathroom because I have avocados.
Okay, now, the banana skin is already good skin, because, you know, bananas are the best thing that have ever been created by mankind, and I don't even think that's actually possible, but okay, and, you like the banana skin, right, Logan?
Yes, the banana skin is very good, because he green, then he yellow, then he brown, and then he very tasty, and then he's very large, and then he flies, he's a very tasty banana, and you peel him, he goes, oh, I peel,
okay. Okay, now Logan, we need to skip you for a little bit because that was quite interesting what you just said. Now, Logan, handsome Hedy, what do you like about the Season 8 Battle Pass?
I like the Season 8 Battle Pass because it has... Okay, sorry, liberty technical difficulties. What I was saying, I like the Battle Pass because of the banana skin too. It's a very try-hard skin, and Nogi uses it a lot.
Okay, I like the banana skin because it is nice and yellow at the beginning, but oh no, it's green, and then it gets yellow and yellow, and then it goes brown, just like my poopies when I eat that avocado, and it's really good because my favorite streamer, Ninja, uses it, and Tfue, and you know if you use the skins as streamers, you become them, and so I like to be really good at Fortnite so I can kill all my friends, and they get really mad. And I like the Season 8 Battle Pass because I like the Egyptian and deserty type of it. And you go, Logi.
Okay, so this is going to be interrupted quickly by our sponsor.
Have you ever wanted to eat beans and drink water at the same time? Well, now you can with Bean Dream.
Bean Dream uses polyunsaturated fats to make their beans as creamy as possible. Now back to the podcast.
Going back to the Season 8 Battle Pass, I really like the new features to the map with the volcano and all the lava and all the new pirate things. That's pretty cool because I like pirates in the ocean. I like the beach because it makes me feel relaxed and stuff. Handsome Huddy, how do you like it?
Well, I'm not Handsome Huddy, I'm Lit Logi, but I think Handsome Huddy is actually going to the bathroom because he had some avocado, so I'll speak for him. So, I think the map is very cool. Like, I really like the beach because the sand between my toes makes my toes really warm. And I love some warm toes, if I do say so myself. You see, toes are the key to the heart, as my good friend Thomas Edison once said. Okay, so... Now, let's go on to our next subject, ASMR.
Alright guys, I'm back from the poops, and my voice cleared up, so now I sound like this. And we're about to do some ASMR, and it's going to be great.
Alright guys, today we're going to be doing ASMR. And the first thing we're doing is we're going to be eating some Takis. You know, Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis. I can't get enough of these Hot Cheetos and Takis.
Okay, so moving off the topic of ASMR, you know how I was talking about my dream earlier? That reminds me, what are some dreams you guys have had, huh? What is a dream you've had, Great Grant?
One time I was just sleeping in my crib, and, you know, I heard the ice cream truck, okay? And it was that Sunday night where you're just like, I want some ice cream. So I went out there with $2.50, because, you know, I'm poor, like that. And then... I went up to the ice cream truck. He was like, I'm running out of flavors, so what you want? And I was like, I want some Cheeto flavored ice cream. And he was like, we don't have that. And I'm like, are you serious? How are you going to make business off of that trash ice cream you got in there? And he was like, you want to come inside and look if you have anything that you want? And I went, sure. I walk in there, and this man was like, come further back here. I think I see something. I need your hand to get it back there. And I was like, okay. And then I went back there, and they were like, he was like, let me go up to the front. And he locked it. And I was like, he started driving, and he was driving to this weird van. So, you know, like, I connect the dots. And he's obviously going back to his ice cream store so he can give me the best ice cream. So, you know, I sit in there because, you know, logic, and I want ice cream. So I was in there for about an hour. And then his friend comes in, and he's wearing a mask, okay? And this man was, like, monkey-looking dude. And so he runs at me with a banana. And I go, and I jump out that window like Tarzan on the vine. And, you know, because I was scared. And then I was like, what you doing? And he was like, I'm giving you a banana. And I was like, what banana? And he was like, the banana I have in my hand. And I was like, that's not a banana. And he was like, yeah, it is. And he said, what is it? And I went, that's a hot dog. And then he was like, okay, you better come here. And then he was bringing me into his room. And I went away. And I jumped out the window. And I was running. And then there was a gorilla on the street. And the gorilla had a bunch of bananas. And he was like, he was going kung fu on me. And he was like doing some telekinesis stuff. And that stuff is creepy, man, I'm telling you. And like, yeah, like, and then I just ran. And then I ran into my house. And then my mom was on the couch. And she was being possessed by the couch. And it was really weird. And then I went upstairs into my bed. And then I woke up. And I was like sweating. I was sweating, bro. It was like a rainforest in there. And I ran downstairs, and I started playing some Fortnite because, you know, that made me calm. And then I died, and I was eating a nice warm hot dog because, you know, those make me happy. And, yeah, so that's my dream for you. Anybody, Handsome Huddy, you got a dream for us?
So my dream was, it was one summer day, and I was really bored. So I went to play on the trampoline. And when I was playing on the trampoline, I closed my eyes for a second, then I woke up, and I was in the hospital, and this lady was trying to feed me all this, like, exotic food. She was trying to feed me, like, lasagna and eggs. I was like, nah, I ain't having none of that. So I get up out of the bed. I had all these IVs in my arms, and I was like, nah, screw it. And I just, like, went out of the room, and you know what I went to do? I went to go get a hot dog. Man, that hot dog was one of the best hot dogs I've ever had. Since they were trying to feed me all this, like, exotic food, like possum and squirrel meat. Bruh, when I ate that hot dog, I was out. And then I just woke up and I had, like, the meat sweats. And I was like, I don't even know. But, yeah, that's my dream.
That's a nice dream, Hudson. Have you ever, moving on, have you heard of the Cobb salad at Zaxby's? I heard there's cat meat and lasagna and, possum meat, like you said in your dream. So, and I tried it. My 8-year-old grandma, she, passed out because she saw me eat it and it was pretty bad. So, yeah, it was an interesting day there. So, Logie, have you ever tried it?
No, I haven't, but I noticed that you said Cobb salad. Like, what exactly is a Cobb salad? Like, please answer the question, Great Grant.
A salad is like a salad, but it has more zing to it with the Z in front. So, you know, it makes it more Italian-like. So, yeah, it makes it have that better taste when you think about the name. Handsome Huddy, how do you feel about this?
When Great Grant said that it had possum in it, he actually wasn't lying. It actually had possum in it. It wasn't descaled. It wasn't dehaired. It had all its natural things on it. And, like, fur, a tail, eyeballs. We ate its snot.
Handsome Huddy, I heard Grant, I couldn't help but notice that Grant said that it's Italian. I know you come from Italian descent, so can you please tell me, what is it like to live in Italy?
It's very nice to live in Italy.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. Nice and short. I like it. But you know how we're learning about Rome? What if Rome is spelled with a T? Like, would it be tone? So would it be like a tone? Like, would it be different, like, shades of sound? Like, what did you just think about that? Like, what do you think about that, Logie?
Well, you see, tones, such as different shades of sound, there's this thing called, sound. And so when sound gets really loud, it can sound a little bit like this. Okay, so that's kind of what tones of sound sounds like. Okay, so back to you, Grant.
That was kind of unnecessary there, Logan. And back to that Cobb salad. I don't know why we just went into that sound thing, but that was just extra time, I guess. So, Hudson, Handsome Huddy, how do you think about the Cobb salad still now? Because it sounds pretty interesting, and I think you know the most about it.
I also just remembered, besides the possum, I also remembered that they have whole cats. They have living cats. They can also be sauteed. They can be served alive. Or, if you wanted to, they can actually be seasoned with barbecue sauce.
Oh, Hudson, did you just say barbecue sauce? Speaking of barbecue sauce, that's where I got my limited edition meat hat. Grant, what do you think of the meat hat?
It's pretty moist, if you know, because meat is just, like, generally everything good in the world. Humans are made of meat. Cats are made of meat. Fish are made of meat. Like, it's just everything good. And you can season meat. You can make it tasteful. You can do whatever you want. You can make your own meat. And Logan, that meat hat is like the overall world, if you know what I mean. Like, it's the galaxy of everything. It's the origin of all humanity. Handsome Huddy, what do you have to say about this?
I have to say his meat hat is pretty dank, but Grant's sister is actually a vegetarian, and I despise vegetarians. And apparently, Logie has something to say.
Okay, speaking of vegetarians and meat, guys, what are your thoughts? Grant, what are your thoughts on tofu? Because tofu can be fried, it can be raw, it can be the flesh of the living. Oh, wait, it can't because it's fake. But, Grant, what are your thoughts on tofu?
I think tofu is actually quite, it looks disgusting. It looks like, it's like a block of cheese made from fake pig fat. Because it's just, like, it's so thick. And it looks disgusting. And when you eat it, it's just like, it's like eating rubber, okay? And when I was watching Teen Titans Go, I saw Beast Boy snacking on that. And it looked disgusting. Like, it looked like he was melting rubber. And, what do you have to think about it, Hudson?
Alright, my thoughts on tofu are basically, like, I have tasted it before, actually. I've actually tasted it fried. And, I fried it with chicken, so it kind of tasted like chicken. And the reason I say that is because tofu, whatever you put it in, that's what it tastes like. So if you eat tofu by itself, it kind of tastes like poopy.
Okay, so I've actually eaten tofu myself, and I can confirm it does indeed taste like poopy. And, I can confirm it doesn't even taste like poopy. It also tastes like the universe. And the universe is actually made of poopy. Did you know that? So poopy is actually all three forms of matter, including the fourth fake form of matter, plasma. And so have you ever like touched a wall and it's slightly mushy? Poopy! Have you ever touched water and it's slightly wet? Poopy! Have you ever like literally like lived on planet Earth? Poopy! 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 And so, that's just proof that poopy is everywhere, and poopy is a form of life. Speaking of poopy, Grant, I know you like Mario. Tell me about Mario, please.
I think of Mario like the best freaking Smash Bros. Character ever, because the power of the stash is too strong for all those other characters that are trash. And when I play go-karts with Mario, I use Yoshi sometimes because he's green and money is green and money makes me happy. And I was going one time, but one time I used the ghost because I'm inexperienced with him. And I was riding, and he goes fly, right, and then go through things. And I was going, and I was trying to fly, but I wouldn't fly because I couldn't go through walls. And there was a banana on the ground. And I tried grabbing that banana, but once again, his hands went through the banana. And then I slipped on the banana, and all these bad things started happening. Then I went outside, and then I lived in a tent for the past 3 weeks because I was just, you know, trying my hardest and sweating like sweats never before. I was sweating more than Logan and Logie over here. And Logan sweats a lot during Fortnite, okay? So I had, like, I was doing my hardest. That's because that's, if you can sweat more than Logan, that means you are the sweatiest kid alive. And I was just, and you know what I was snacking on? Some ramen noodles. And ramen noodles are so good. And they're, and I think they're just the best thing ever created. And when I was playing with Boats Mario, he was talking to me, and he was like, hey, son, you want some more ramen noodles? And I was like, yeah, I want all the ramen noodles in the world. And then he was like, oh, I got ramen noodles for you. And I was like, oh, really? And so, and then I woke up from a dream, and all of that was just... But I think Boats Mario is my best friend, because I don't have friends. And yeah, so moving on from Boats Mario, let's talk about the tasty one and only ramen noodles. How do you feel about ramen noodles, Lit Logie?
Actually, I think ramen noodles are actually pretty good. Like, I went to India one time, and I got ramen noodles, and you can actually get them for free. And you can get them for free if you just say the ancient ritual. And so I'm going to say the ritual to get free ramen noodles right now. Okay, and so after you do that, you have to slap your thighs, and so they're real meaty. And then after you do that, you have to start dancing Fortnite dances. And then after that, you have to hit the dab and hit the yeet. And then you start chanting, and then they just give you free ramen noodles. It's amazing. And then it's just awesome. And the ramen noodles actually cost, in America, they would cost $5,200 precisely. And but it's free there because you can do the ancient ritual. So just use that tip if you ever go to India to get free ramen noodles. Handsome Huddy, what's your opinion on bricks? Because I know in India they have a lot of bricks. So what's your opinion on bricks?
Actually, for a solid year. Oh, there's Grant. Actually, for a solid year, I was addicted to eating bricks. I would actually saute them and then boil them or fry them. You know, they were a good fry too. You know, they were like, they were very yummy. They taste very good when they were fried and sauteed.
Hudson, I don't know what you just did, but in India, I think their bricks are just the creamiest, crunchiest, just all around best bricks. You can build, you can eat, you can shave, you can do everything with them. You can saute them, you can fry them, you can deep fry them. They're pretty good. Okay. And so one time I was eating this brick, and it was like so creamy, it really got my teeth just rattling in my mouth. And it was so good, like, I can't even explain. And one time, I was eating a house, because it was made out of bricks, and like I said, bricks are nice and good. So I was eating that brick like there was no tomorrow. And, yeah, it's mine. Hudson, what do you have to say from that weird experience that we had of you?
I ain't saying nothing. Okay, I actually do have something to say about bricks. They're very good, and I can actually eat them anyway. And I actually eat Arby's sauce. Do you know what Arby's is? I put horseradish on my bricks, and I put ketchup, mustard, and yeah. And this actually reminds me about a dream that I had. It was a really weird dream. So I was like working outside. It was like a hot summer day, and then it was like out of nowhere. I was like on a construction site building a house made out of bricks, And I was like, I'm going to give me some of those. So I just, like, I got my backpack, and I just filled bricks all the way to the top. Or I just filled bricks all the way up to the top of my backpack. And it was okay. Okay, technical difficulties. Okay, the traffic is all cleared up. Back to what I was saying. So when I got home from that construction thing, I was like scarfing down all those bricks. And then I realized that I was having some really bad stomach pain. And then I woke up and I was in the hospital. They were trying to feed me these exotic foods again. They were trying to feed me freaking rat tail. They were trying to feed me frog legs. They were trying to feed me... Pelican beads. They were trying to feed me like owl pellets. I was like, nah, I ain't having none of that. So I went outside, and we live in like Florida, so there's like lizards all around. And I picked up a lizard off the ground, and I just ate that thing. I didn't fry it. I didn't saute it. I just ate it straight up. Everything. I even ate the eyeballs. Oh, okay. Logie has something he wants to say. Okay.
Hudson, that reminds me a lot of a dream you had you told us about. Could you please explain why the difference between your dream and that story you just told us, please?
Well, we were talking about bricks, and that's my favorite food. And I was on a construction site, and then they were like, we were like using bricks as the main thing to hold up the house. So I was like, hey, I'm going to take some of these. So I just took them, and I was like, hey, I'm going to eat these. And then
thanks for clarifying, Huddy Buddy. I really appreciate it. Because even though... Oh, no, it's the police, they're after me. I'll be right back. The police are coming.
Well, Logan's gone now, so cops are after that kid. And I'm talking about, what were we talking about, Hudson? Oh, we were talking about his dream. Moving on from all that interesting stuff, let's start talking about Legos, okay? One time, I was building a Lego set, okay? And I had the whole box, and then I could feel something in my bones. And I was like, I'm missing a piece. And I was like, and I was like, I was so stressed, even though I haven't built one piece of it yet, but I knew a Lego piece was gone. So then when I tried building it, it showed what it said on the box, but it wasn't what I thought it would look like. So then it was like, what is wrong with this? I did not get what I paid money for. And so all that stuff happened, and I was so mad. Like, I was about to eat my Lego set, my box, everything in directions and stuff. I was about to become a Lego. And then that night, I had a dream about my Lego. I turned into a Lego, and I was piecing myself up all the way to the top of the cream of the crop, of the top of the bop. And I was all the way up there, and I was gonna jump down. But then...
Okay, sorry to interrupt your story, Grant, but I just ran away from the police. The police, oh my god, they're over there. Okay, I'll just quickly tell you a story, because the podcast is more important than my own life. Okay, so basically, I was running from the police, and out of nowhere, they just pull out their, like, the chainsaw, then they forced me to come back to them, and then they're like, okay, now lick my neck, and I'm like, I don't want to lick your neck, and they're like, lick it now, and I'm like, please, no, please don't make me, and I'm like, okay, I guess, oh my god, they're coming in closer, okay, and then I'm about to lick their neck, but then I do a 360 no-scope, and then I knock one of them out, and then I start running, and I run, and I run, and I run, and then I see, like, a camel with a potato on its back, and I decide to eat the potato, and then I get super strength, and I fly with my super strength all the way over to the podcast place where we are right now, and I'm back, oh my god, the police, okay, oh my god.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to speak to an attorney and to have an attorney present during any questioning.
Oh, I can just bail out of prison. Okay, I'll bail out of prison then. Okay, let's get back to the podcast then. Our next subject is why you shouldn't use air, because air is actually harmful to the environment. Let's get right into the topic. Yes.
I actually disagree with air being harmful to the environment. Air is actually essential for life, and I like my life, so probably gonna need to breathe that air. And you know why I like my life? Because yesterday I just got a house, and my house has a pool in it, and it also has a basketball court in it, and it also has has lights. And it has a stove. It even has like furniture. It has a floor. It has a roof. It has a chandelier. Bro. It has walls. It has a door. It has windows.
It does have a handle.
And yeah. So that's why I think that air is actually essential to live. Great Grant has something to say.
Air is healthy too, because air is everything, and air is me, and I am air. But Logan is not air, because air is everything, but everything is not air, because you know, physics. And just like Hudson, air is important because it's essential for life, and everything I eat has air in it, okay? So, my meat has air in it. And Logan, air is everything, but Logan, since he's not air, he's nothing. So, and Hudson is, he's half and half, you know. He's kind of pointless, but he's still here, so. Boats Mario, that guy, yeah, he's made of air. He's pretty cool. He's my only friend. Outside of friends.
I interject, air is actually very poisonous, because have you ever, like, licked poisonous chemicals? You know what's in poisonous chemicals? Air. You know what's also in poopy? Air. Yeah, air has been poopy confirmed. Air is the source of poopy, and there would not be poopy if there was no air. So, air actually injures thousands a year, and one human dies every 3,000 years from air, confirmed. And like, you know those people that are allergic to, like, the sun? That's because air is the sun, fun fact. And so, Grant, please, I would like to hear what you have to say, because it seems like you have something to say.
I disagree with what you said, because every 3,000 years if somebody dies, it's probably because they don't know how to breathe, because they're stupider than you. And Hudson, what do you have to say? Because you look like you're having fun over there.
I'm just getting really excited about talking about air, because that's the only reason that I'm alive right now. I disagree 100% with Logan's theory, but yeah, that's the only reason I'm alive right now.
And if I wouldn't
have air, then I wouldn't be alive. And if I wasn't alive, then I wouldn't have made avocado toast, or I wouldn't have invented avocado toast. And the only reason that I'm alive right now also is because avocado toast gives people the poopies. And, yeah, I think Logan has something to say about the poopies and avocado toast.
So the poopies actually are the meaning of life. Like I said earlier, the universe is poopy. Everything is poopy. And so, yeah. And so Hudson's basically the creator of all life. And he's basically, a potato, and potatoes actually are filled with a bunch of proteins, even though they're not, but, like, just pretend they are, and Hudson's filled with a lot of protein, because he's so buff, and six-pack, he actually has a 12-pack, and then he even has six-packs on his cheeks, and then, and that's why they call him Handsome Huddy, and, yeah, so basically, Hudson is the meaning of life. And life has created Grant, and so I want Grant to talk about on why he is here and his purpose in life is.
I am here because I'm an alien from Quadrilateral And my alien family are named Marquisha, Mona Lisa, Laquisa, and Chiquica. And my name is, my alien name is Marquanta. It's either Quanto or McQuanto, either one. And my purpose is to teach the world about hot dogs and why hot dogs are healthy and why hot dogs are good and why hot dogs are everything. And hot dogs my favorite snack. And tall people look like trees, and trees grow money, and money, it makes me happy again. And trees also grow avocados, so they're the most important thing in life. Not humans themselves, but the trees. And trees are what make me happy. And speaking of, I have hot dog socks on, like, right now. Like, the most fire socks. Y'all see these, Logan and Hudson? Okay. And, so, yeah, that means that my meaning of life is I'm an alien and I brought hot dogs to this planet. Logie, what do you have to say about something unusual?
Well, actually, I'm an alien, too, from the planet of... And my mom's name is... And my dad's name is... And my name is Bob. And so, my purpose in life is to bring, Laquisha, and Laquisha is another name for Hororo, and Hororo is another name for snow, because without snow, the world wouldn't have water. Fun fact, snow actually creates water, and so I actually brought water to Earth, so humans wouldn't be able to live without me, so actually I should deserve an Oscar for best potato, and... And so, yeah, that's kind of cool. Handsome Putty, what's something unusual about you?
One thing unusual about me is that I'm actually a regular person, and I work at Burger King for $3.50 an hour, and I still live in my mom's basement, and I play Fortnite on a monitor that's 3 inches wide and 2 inches long, and I also play on a Nintendo. Not a Nintendo Switch, a Nintendo. And, yeah, I also work part-time for Chick-fil-A that I actually volunteer for, so I don't get any money. I get zero money. And I'm just, like, a volunteer there. And, I think Whit and Logie has something to say. I think they're trying to attack me because I know that I'm not an alien.
Okay, Hudson, put your hands up right now. We need to do the ancient ceremony on him. We need to initiate him into the alien race. Oh, in the mighty jungle, a bumble, mama, Hudson is officially an alien now. And so, Hudson, let me hear your best. Yeah, that's Hudson. And so.
The mighty jungle?
Oh no, Hudson became a too powerful alien. He's attacking us. He killed Grant. Oh my god.
Ow, I just hit my foot on a metal thing on the ground.
No, no, Hudson transformed into a metal. Oh no, Hudson turned into a metal piece. He can transform. Hudson's attacking us.
So I just turned Wit Loki and Great Grant into humans. Did y'all have anything to say about that?
I feel so normal. I just want to lick someone's salty neck right now.
I'm so excited.
Great Grant, do you have anything else to say?
I'm so excited I get to work at McDonald's for a high wage of $3.50 and live in my mom's basement.
Now we get to get paid. Now we can get paid for being miserable completely. That sounds fun.
I can actually get V-Buck money without my mom knowing. I'm such a bad boy, and now I can get 2 scoops of ice cream.
So basically, being human is the best. You should always be a human. If you're an alien, you should ask Hudson to transform me to a human. It's kind of awesome because Hudson's actually very handsome. And, yeah. Oh, now that we're in human form, I guess we can end the podcast. I'll just play the outro real quick. It's been fun with Logie and his crew of friends. He is a very good person, and his fun will never end. He will soar across the moon, going far and wide, jumping over buildings and climbing mountains. Logie is the best. He is the coolest man. Now it is time for our guests to say their part. Hi, and some Hardy.
Okay, let me save all of our people from that, even though only one person's listening to this. So, to finish up this podcast, I thought that
we would like to give a shout out to Miss Watt
and Greg Grant. What else do you have to say? I'm glad to be on this podcast, and I feel that we went over some very important topics for the people. And, Logan, that was quite an annoying song.
How dare you diss my outro song? I'm about to make a diss track on you, boy. Boy, you're looking so cool. I put you in a pool. You're so ugly. You look like a tree. Your mom is large.
That's mean, Logan. Okay, and, Handsome Huddy, do you have anything to end this podcast?
I would like to say that, Greg Current, do you have anything else to say?
Yeah, I actually do. Thank you, Burger King. I want to give a shout out to Burger King for giving me the best wage possible and, 1% guest count on all chicken nuggets. And, Mom, I love you. And thank you for letting me live in your basement. Logie, do you have anything to say?
Okay, I'm just gonna finish the outro.
I've been climbing fields. Life is so cool.
Ooh. That's a great question,
Logan. Oh, I see Ms. Lott's here, our sponsor. Ms. Lott, so what would you like to say about being part of this podcast? I know you paid us $5,000,000.2392 to be on this show because we're so famous and awesome. But what do you think about this show? Come on, like, please tell us your honest opinion. But you have to give us a 10 out of 10 because that's what you have to do. Otherwise, we're going to kick you out of the show and cut this out because you have to be nice to us, okay? Now say what you think about the show.
It sounds like you guys really love yourselves, like, a lot, and I just had to come check it out because it seemed pretty funny, but to me, it really just sounds like you guys are just talking about yourselves and goofy stuff and making things up, and it just sounds like you're really obsessed with yourselves. But
yeah, because we're awesome and we're amazing. And so, I mean, if you said anything bad about us, I'm going to have to cut that out, so if you don't hear anything bad about us, then that's because we cut it out, and so, yeah, and so we're the best, and wear your seatbelt.
And don't forget to use your car seat whenever you're in a ride. Handsome Huddy and this.
Do 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 do.
I feel like a chicken.
Goodbye, everybody.